Record. Okay. So we're gonna do the Suya quickly because I just want to kind of get in a few bunch of other ones. But this the Suya Sekiseika is one that's very dear to my heart. Just an awesome Suya. And basically comes down to is how do we right, how do we deal with the fact that we're never certain about anything in the world, right? Just to put it in very abstract terms. Halacha has like a huge array of let's say tools for dealing with the fact that you're never really certain about almost anything in the world, in society, in life, right? In interactions between people, interactions between people and law. So what do we do about it, right? How do we, you know, how do we find like the way to navigate between, right, sort of on one extreme you could say, okay, right, well, then we just don't know stuff and we can't function, right? Or we don't know stuff, so we can just pretend it doesn't exist. And somewhere there's like a balance in the middle where we sort of have due diligence when we're supposed to, but we also right, can have like a functioning or a system that can deal, that can handle most cases in the normal world appropriately. The Sekseika is kind of like a real analysis of a certain part of that and how do we deal with that. So no further ado. So the case in the Gemara, right, is until now, I'm trying to remember actually exactly why it comes up, but the after dealing with the cases of Chasan Avel and Sheva Brachos and what are Sheva Brachos, so the Gemara brings up Homer Petach Batuach Matzati. Case where they get married, right? The assertion, she claims that she's a Basula, and then he says, after they have Birishona, that, nah, right? Lomatzati. So he says, Petach Batuach Matzati. So the Gemara says he's Neman Laosralav. He's allowed, he's believed, right? He's basically saying he was unfaithful, right? Back in the times of the Gemara, they did Erusin and Nisuin a year apart, at least, right? So they'd be married legally for a year before they'd actually start living together as a family. Vamai. So Gemara asks, wait a second, why should he be neman lo sra love? Because sfeikahu, right? So it's a double suffix. Suffix tachtav, right? Let's take him at his, let's assume that he's telling that he's correct. Right? Maybe it was in the time where they when they were married, right? Suffik ain't tachtav, but maybe it was before they were ever married. The imtim salomar tachtav. If you think it was, if you want to say that it you know it's in that side of the flowchart where it was after they got married. Suffik bone, suffik parasom. Right? We don't know that she was unfaithful. We all right could have been a case of ones, could have been a case of rape. It could have been against her will. So there's no reason to assume. Right, that she did anything wrong. There's lo tzricha, basis calling, the basin about Yisrael, come to keep a lot of the Kiddushin, Pachlim, Baskim, Oshanim, Vimachad. Either it's a case, so it's a, no, it has to be a case of Ignatius calling, where even a case of Ones, they have to get divorced. Or it's a case of Yisrael, where, right, we're going to make the case one where it's not possible for it to have been before they got married, right? Basically, they are legally married. When she was already a minor, my kamashwan, okay, fine, right? Then that's not very. Why are we telling you this? Tina homer the isha kidashtich v'hi omeres lo kidashtani himu teres bekrovav hu aser bekrovoteha. Right? He says, wait a second. There's another din that says that if you're convinced that something's aser to you, right? Let's say a man says, I'm convinced I married. We're, you know, this woman and I are married, and she says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you are. So himu teres bekrovav. She, right, has nothing to do with him. She can marry his brother, right? If you marry someone, then you can't marry their brother later on, or their, you know, or one of their relatives, one of their first degree relatives. So he muteres bekrovav, right? She says, "What are you talking about? We were never married." So legabe her doesn't count. It's totally irrelevant what his claim, right? Because he hasn't backed it up with anything. V'hu aser bekrovotav. But for him, he claims that he's married to this woman. So even though vis-a-vis her, we totally ignore him, right? Because who's he to make to Aser Akuli Alma? But for himself, he's claiming, saying, I know then I'm married to her, right? So we say, great. So you, right, can't marry any of her first degree relatives because you say that you're absolutely convinced that you're married to her. So mahu detema. So in this case also, if he's convinced, right, that she is usher to him, right, that she was unfaithful, so then why don't we say, okay, great. It shouldn't have an impact on her, but on him, if he says he's absolutely convinced by it, so then he just, you know, he can mess himself up essentially, right? It's what we call shavya nafsha chaticha disura. You can create an isser on yourself. So ma'ote mahatam divadai kimle, avahacha mekam hudlo kimle kamash malan. This says you would have thought that over there, right? He actually knows what he's talking about. He married her or he didn't marry her, right? He knows that he should remember that. But here, right? Hacha mekam hudlo kimle. What? Maybe we just don't believe him. Practically, maybe we just don't think that he actually knows what he's talking about. Right now, in the continuation of the Gemara, so the Gemara talks about a case where someone makes this claim, right? And then I think it's Rav Chisda, right? Says, okay, you know, right? Let's say she's nifsad or ksiva or something like that. Oh, and now we're going to give you malchus, right? Because clearly, right, you've been behaving very inappropriately if you're so baki in Bia that you could tell whether or not you're supposed to be a Bachar, right? This guy who's never married. So I'm saying, like, clearly, right, you've been doing a lot of, you know, inappropriate things if you know. So that kind of gets us further afield than our sugya. But one of the questions that you always also have to ask is, well, just because someone says something, just because they're convinced of it, doesn't necessarily mean, right, that they're knowledgeable enough to actually assert it, which is also always like an interesting question when it comes to, let's say, Erachanam Bisurin or other cases like that. Who says, just because they theoretically, right, could be Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura and can create an Isser or assert that there's an Isser, right, we don't necessarily believe that they are knowledgeable enough to know what they're talking about, even if they really think it. Is this an added layer?
What would be a case where they're not knowledgeable enough? Like, is there an example in this Gemara, or are you just thinking elsewhere?
So the Gemara actually later on discusses, like, right here, right? He wants to say petach batuach matzati. So if he's a bachur and he's never been married before, so the pashtus is, and that's what the Gemara kind of says later on, is that we'd say, well, it's very interesting that you think that, and you might be totally convinced of that, but even for yourself, she's not aser, even though you could be shavya nafsha chaticha disura, because you just don't know enough to assert that, right? You just don't, like, I don't know, it's like, imagine if, like, you, someone who's not a doctor looks at an x-ray and says, oh, yeah, you know, something, right? You can say, like, you saw that on the x-ray. Great. But you, even for yourself, you shouldn't act on that, on the basis of that information, because you're not a doctor, you're not a radiologist, and you're just not competent to make that assertion, right? You just don't know enough for it to be relevant, even for yourself, right? And this, like, creates like a duality between, there are people who, there are cases, sorry, where we'll say, okay, you know this, right? So klape the rest of the world, you don't have the ne'emanus for us to believe you, but for yourself, you can't convince us because you don't have the evidence. But if you know it to be true, then you should live by that. And sometimes they say, you think you know it to be true, right? But you shouldn't trust yourself either, because you're just not competent enough to know that. You're not a doctor, right? So that comes up in the Gemara here. There'd be other cases, I think. I think it'd be relevant in a lot of cases where, right, just because someone's convinced of something, if they're not qualified to make that call, to make that, you know, determination, then even though if they're convinced of it, they wouldn't create the din of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura. Okay, but what really matters for us most is really just that first line where the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's a Svek Sveika. And of course, Svek Sveika is fine. Right, so where does the Gemara get that? Why does the Gemara assume that? Right? Why is it so obvious to us that Svek Sveika should be Mutter? Okay. So just very interestingly, again, it's a little bit of a, it's a diuk, but I think it's a good, diuk. So look at the way the Rith presents our Gemara. It's Amar Blazar, Amar Petach Patuch Matzati, Neman Lo'usra Alav, Deshavi Nafshachat Tichad Yisura, Vahani Mili Beishis, Kohen, Per Shalek Alachad, Sveik, Safik, Safik Tachtav, Safik In Tachtav, Lo Matzati, Amwait, Imjim Zalomar, Tachtav, Safik Mukat, Es, Safik Jusat Ish, Tumukat Et, Pitcha Satum, Inami, Beishit Yisraelu, Shekibel Ba'avi, Akhdish, Pavsum, Yemushanim, Javale, Chad Safik, Safik One, Safik Ratsum. Ubisfikado Raita Lechumra, right? Because one safik, safik d'orais is l'chumra. Aba ishet Yisrael, shinit kadsha yiterav abat shal shanim. V'yom echad, muterat lahavin la trei sveiki, safik tachtav, linda, safik en tachtav. V'im timtzi lomar tachtav, safik peratzon, safik ba'ones. Hilkach, havin la trei sveiki, u'trei sveiki d'oraita l'kula. Right? He kind of just asserts it as like a davar pashut, which, almost like you can, you know, kind of be medayik from it. He says, "Oh, sveika doraita is lachumra, right?" But this is some, this is not sveika doraita. This is right here. There are two sveikos, and who says that we should be machmir there? Now, again, it's not such a good idea because he kind of just like, okay, he asserts it. That's what we're asserting here, also, right? I feel like a little bit you can argue the mashmas is it's like, okay, we have this din of sveika doraita lachumra, right? And who says that we should expand it beyond? Right, the one case of Safik Daraisa. You have a Safik Daraisa. Okay, there's a Safik. We're supposed to be Machmir. No one's ever told us what to do beyond that. Maybe the default, right, is not to be Machmir, right? We have this Chiddush that you should be Machmir. Right? I guess for a lot of us, right, in general, the Maisa, we're very Machmir, right? In Sveikos, if you don't know, right, you can't walk into, I don't know, this is not a good example, but I'm just going to use it anyway. You see a restaurant, you don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. Can you just, you know, walk in and be like, oh, I don't know. It might be kosher, it might not be. It's only a safek, right? Who says that I should, you know, that I shouldn't, that I should be machmir when it's a safek? And maybe I can rely on the fact that maybe it's kosher and eat, right? So for us, it's a super obvious why you can't do that, right? Of course not, right? You have like responsibility. So, but the riff is basically saying, right, safek d'oraisa is l'chumra. Right, but if there's trace sveiki, then it's right. Then it's not safik daraisa. It's two sveikos, and that's just not part of safik daraisa lachomra. Right, so he's kind of assuming that like the default, the standard, is that there's this one chiddush of safik daraisa lachomra, and anything beyond that, like why should you be machmir? Yeah, Tila.
I just have a clarifying question, and my guess is that there's going to be different shitot on this. But when we say trei sveiki here, is that, can that be two parallel sveikot, or does it have to be a safek on a safek?
The relationship between the two sveikos is a big machlokas. Okay. You bring that up again at the end, because that is, I think, could be definitely be a nafkamina of the different approaches. And then we can also clarify exactly what you mean by parallel sveikos or safek on the safek. But yes, that is definitely an important question of like, how do the sveikos relate to each other?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so that's Riff. Now we'll go to the Rashba, because he actually gives an explanation, or somewhat of an explanation. So the Shoda Rashba says, teidelecha, I just want you to know, it's in the middle of a long tshuva. Teidelecha od, deha sveika adif kerov, right? It says powerful as a rov. Ve'efshar da'alim hetero yoter mirov. It might even be better than a rov. The Harebi Yoshua, the Gabi Yochsin, Pazo Bechadaruba, Machshir Svek Sveika. Because Rabbi Yoshua says that rov, when it comes to Yochsin, deciding who you can marry, right, is posel by if it's just rov. But if it's a Svek Sveika, then he says it's mutter. The Kivan Shekin, Ki Hechidaz Linam Batar Ruba, Lahatir Bechol Yisur and Shabbatorah, Filu Beit Chazek Yisur, even if the chazaka is that it's aser, kion chatichat isur, shenit arev b'shtayim, shal heter, hu hadin b'trei sveiki, d'sharia, afilu b'ditchazek isura. Okay, so he says that just like when you have two pieces, you have a chefza of treif meat, and there are two pieces of kosher meat, and they get mixed together, so you say, midoraisa, it's batal b'rov, right? So too, if you have a svek sveika, right? Betray sveiki, shari afilu is chazek isura. Even if there's it's chazek isura, right? And then the status quo ante is that it should be aser. With two sveikos, it's mutter. Okay, how should you understand the Rashba? Like, what's the Rashba saying is like the meaning, the structure of a sek sveika? There's no right answer, by the way. Or most answers are going to be right. Any ideas?
I mean, it has to do with the last line and it has to do with Chatichadi Surah, but I don't feel comfortable enough with those concepts. Or sorry, Itchazek.
All right, so I would actually think those are, I was just trying to emphasize how, like, that it works even when the status quo ante is that it's usher. I don't think that's how, I don't think that's how it's explained, like, how it works.
You've underlined the rov part, which tells me that you're thinking something about that, but my first instinct is to read that as a relative strength as opposed to a structure. So I'm curious what you're thinking.
Perfect. So very good. So on the one hand, you could read it as, right, it's specific as adif karov. Oh, it's strong like a rove, right? And then if you read it further on, right, he compares it. He says, just like we go after the rove when you have two pieces of meat versus one piece of meat, that's aser, and two are mutter, so we say it's bata barov and it's mutter. So two, right, if you have two sveikos, so it's going to be mutter. So you can say it's a din of rov, right? You have rov, right? You have, you know, it's, right? Let's say we have two options. One is mutter, one is aser, so that's 50-50. And then within the aser side, right, it's one is aser, one is mutter. So that gets us to, you know, we can run the math here. That'll get us to, right, 25%. We can even do a little flowchart. Take the opportunity to use a flowchart because we love flowcharts. All right, we have our suffix. This one is going to be mutter. This one is going to be aser. And here we have mutter. And here we have aser. We have mutter and aser. Ganga set up. Right, we have two sveikos. We have suffix one. We'll call this one suffix two. Right, if it's suffix one inside is mutter. Right, the other, and let's count those as mutter. And then within in suffix two, right, one case is mutter, another case is aser. So we have out of our four options of, right, suffix tachtav, suffix, this is tachtav b'ratzon, tachtav b'ones, eno tachtav b'ratzon, eno tachtav b'ones. So you have three out of four options are going to say mutter, right? In which case, right, it's, you can argue it's a rove, right, of, right, 75%. It's always good, right? Or three, well, so say maybe it's a three quarters, oh, whatever, 75% is a good number also. All right, so it's holkanach rove. That's only one way to look at it. And then you can say, great, we have a rove, because those are our cases, right? Again, suffix one. So one whole side of suffix one is mutter. And even within this side of suffix two, only one of those two cases is going to be aser, so it's a quarter. Right? the other way to look at it, right, is he'll saying, well, I don't know. I don't think so, because he doesn't say that it is a rove, right? He says it might be as strong as a rove and maybe even better than a rove, right? And in order for it to be better than a rove, right, can't be a rove if it's, in order to be better than a rove, it's got to be something that's better than a rove, right? Although, I guess you could be better than your, you know, like, you can be better than yourself. Like, you want to be better.
Or could be better than, like, a Mechatzal Mechatzal.
What?
No, never mind. I was going to say there are different levels of roves, but the rove that I would be describing would be the 75%, and it would be that 75%. Never mind.
Right. Okay, here, right. You could say, oh, it's a rove, but, it, like, there are different types of rove. Right? You're fair. That's legitimate. Absolutely. I'd say also that there's like already just a very practical level is what type of rove is it in terms of what are we saying rove of, right? Is this a percentage rove, right? Between the two of these, like rove of the actual cases or rove, like is it rove of the rove concept of the flowchart or is it rove practically? Right, is a question that's going to come up. Is it rove mikrim or rove b'metzias? Right, is it practically at 75% of the cases or no? 75% of the flowchart is green, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean b'metzias that it's that way, which could make it better or worse. Okay. And you can say maybe because it's 75% of the flowchart that's actually even more powerful, right? What, like, I think you can go either way on that because on the one hand, you can say, well, it's not actually 75%, so it's not actually rove, right? Statistically, it doesn't necessarily help you. On the other hand, you can say, yeah, but legally, right, the fact that it's 75% of the cases is actually much more significant, right? Why? When do we see in rove that statistics don't necessarily help you that much? It's a bit of a tricky question.
Davar Mesuyam Kemechta Mechtadanim?
Yeah. Kol Kavua, right? Kol Kavua Kemechta Mechtadanim. Very good. Right? There, statistically, you totally have your majority, right? There's no statistical difference going on. But Kavua is Nechshav Kemechta Mechtadanim, right? Because, let's say, the fact that there's such a there's a statistical majority, right, doesn't necessarily help you when you're faced with, right, an actual, right, event, right, when you're relating to the world, right, when you're trying to figure out in probability what the identity of something is, you say, oh, what in all probability, what's the identity of this object? When you're trying to figure out, right, what is the state of the world? So the fact that there's 75% in the state of the world doesn't tell you there's, okay, it says 75% of the world is this way, but 25% of the world is that way, right? You can't ignore the 25% when you're looking at the whole world. So in some ways, rove is great, right? On the other hand, rove has this huge fallback of that there is a miyut, right? And that miyut is something that that exists. Now, one advantage that you have of rove mikrim is it could kind of like always save you from like the perspective of kavua, where we say, well, okay, but both exist in the world. The fact that one's a majority doesn't nullify the existence of the other, right? Just like, you know, it's a good example. It's like, yeah, well, the majority of the world is, you know, meets a certain criteria in terms of, you know, economic status and interests and beliefs and whatever, right? But that doesn't change how there are other people who aren't that way, right? The very fact that we say something's a majority means there's a minority. When it comes to rove mikrim, right, most cases, so then we're really talking about already is like this decision tree. And then we could talk about how you should act as opposed to what exists. Right? When we talk about statistics, we're saying rove, the majority of things are this way. So you say, well, there are these things, but when you're dealing with an actual thing, you have to treat it as its own independent entity, right? Which could be unique and could be different. But when you're talking about decision trees, so then you can say, okay, well, right, what does the decision tree lend me to decide? So that could actually be an explanation of, even if the Rashba could say that it's a rove, but it's actually, it's hetero yoser mirov. It's actually a better rove because it's not subject to the downsides of having to acknowledge the minority case as being, like, you know, kind of standing in front of us. Okay. So those are two ways to look at the Rashba as rove. But the other, another way to look at the Rashba is to say, no, he's Dafka saying that it's something different, right? Something different than rove, something beyond rove, right? Just, there's a din of rove, there's a din of betel, right? But, right, betray sveiki, it's actually olim hetero yoser mirov. It's like it, but much, but even better. It's something on a higher level. Okay, so what could that be? So first of all, it's going to end the rove side. Bnei Yeshua is convinced that the Rashba holds that it's rove. He quotes, he says, Mashma b'divrehim of Tosfos, Erdechol midi delo shchiach lo mikri safe klal, afilu tzarufe lesvek sveika. So he says, Tosfos thinks that if something's very uncommon, then it's not going to help me in a svek sveika. V'hikshayti lish'ol de l'shitat ha-Rashba, d'tam ha-safek sveika hainu dehevi kimo rov. According to the Rashba, says rov, im kein heichi de ha-safek ha-rishon hu shakul, if it's 50-50, amai lo mitzarfinan ha-miyut de-safek ha-sheni lahach palga de-safek ha-rishon v'akati hevi ruba. He says, I don't understand. Tosa says, in order to make a svek sveika, they both need to be like meaty svekos. It can't be you have one good safek and one super flimsy, like, safek. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't get it. If you hold that it's a din and rove, like the Rashba, then if I have 50% over here, right, and then I have 2% over here, so then 50 plus 2 is 52. So 52% is still going to be rove, right? So as long as this is 50-50, I don't care how much this is, says the Pnei Yeshua. Right now, I think our answer could be, well, right, if you think that it's, maybe it's not just a question of rove, of numbers, right? He says, right? Well, maybe they think that if it's really, really a miut, that if it's really, really, you know, just like a small, a very, very small proportion, so then essentially it stops existing. It just doesn't count anymore. Maybe what we should say is that, well, if the majority case of the second safek is actually l'chumra, or is actually aser, so maybe that teams up with the safek of the other side, right? And we should be mach. Now, what's super strange about that to me? What's super strange about that? Why doesn't that last line kind of make any sense? They say, well, maybe the reason why Tosfos doesn't like it is because you could take the iser, the rove iser of the second safek, right? And let's say the safek ashakel of the first one, and combine them and say, right, together, ruba lahachmi.
I mean, it sounds like he's taking a very, like, the first reading of the Rashba, a very statistical approach, where you're really just trying, like, it's almost like you're trying to establish a holchi maharov, but then when you don't necessarily have a full rove, you can, like, call on a friend to, like, establish your rove.
Right, so that's how it sounds like in the beginning. What's the problem with this last line? I mean, he's trying to explain Tosos now. It says, Tosos says that if you just have a tiny...
Oh, Rubel HaHachmir.
On the second one...
Okay.
Like, no, you're right. That's totally how he thinks. He totally thinks it's just, right, it's a number game. You take the 50% and the 2% and add them together. What's the problem of this last line, though, is he says, you could take... He says, this one is, right here, over here... Right, this suffix was, let's say, 50-50. And here, this suffix is, 90-10 le'isr. So this is, maybe Tosos thinks you could take the 90% of Isser here and the 50% of Isser here and then get 140% Aster. Right? What's the problem with that?
I mean, just, I mean, they're multiplied by, they're not added.
Right. Right? If you're really going with this whole concept 0.5
times 0.1, not 0.5 plus, yeah.
Right. It would be 90% of the 50. So it would get you, I don't know, let's say 45, right? So you'd end up with 45% usser, which is still 55% mutter.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't add the percentages together. Now, and he's really seems to be going with this numbers approach, right? Or at least that's his kivun.
Well, it's a numbers approach, but it almost feels like it's numbers towards overall usser and putter as opposed to like numbers for suffix 1 and suffix 2 in the sense that like I feel like there isn't a branching factor, like a second level of branching. There's just the mutar times 2 and the usser times 2, and then you like add up the numbers.
Right. So I guess like I would say like you just see it as like one, this according to this last line saying, well, maybe Toso sees it as like one row and there's just like Aser chatifos of basar and like mutter ones, and like here we're just because they're a bunch, so we can just add them, we're piling them next to each other or on top of each other. But what that clearly would imply is, at least for Tosvos, right, it's really not a numbers game, right? Unclear exactly how Pnei Yehoshua has what he thinks the logic is here, because he's kind of explaining it in a way that doesn't make so much sense.
It sounds like he's saying that the second suffix just doesn't have to be that good, like only the first suffix has to be 50-50. Like the second one just
in, up here, yeah, right. Because there he's going to say, well, you have 50-50, and then once you have 50-50, any further diminishing of the suffix gets you rov het there. Absolutely. Right? But then this bottom line where he's like trying to explain Tosfos and saying, well, why doesn't Tosfos fit with this Rajba, which is clearly right? He's like, oh, Pasha, the Rajba's, it's like the Rajba says it's rov, right? And that's amazing. And then he says, oh, but wait a second, Tosfos said that if the second suffix is a flimsy suffix, then it's not good enough. But I don't understand, right? If I have 50-50 suffix, and then I knock that down further with another flimsy suffix, right? So I still get more than 50% litzad hetter. And then his answer is maybe, right, Tosvos think that, like, the two Isser sides will team up, right? Now, Ethan pointed out that's just not how the math works, right? You know, you keep using the math. I don't think it means what you think it means. Like, that's just not how the math lines up. So I think Lancer has got to be clearly that, right, he thinks Tosfos, or right, Tosfos must be not thinking that it's a din and rov, right? It's clearly not just a numbers game, right? So when we don't know what to do, you have to say, oh, so one option is to say, okay, well, we follow the majority of cases, right? Right, with the exception of Kavua, where you just, right, you can't, where you're sort of coming to the world as a whole, and then you're kind of stuck with acknowledging the minority exists as well. When you're dealing with like a specific case called a parish, then it's Meruba parish. Then you can start saying, okay, well, we have to deal with things based on, right, you know, what's the normal case and what's the common case and what's the most likely scenario. But for the second option here is not going in that direction. And then Sarkseka, by the way, would just be part of that same system. It's like, okay, we got to figure out what's like the most likely scenario. This other option is say no, right? It's really, it's kind of like we're building cases or we're collecting cases, right? And we're trying to analyze like what is the right thing to do in these cases. So if you have the miachini, if it's like the suffix sheni is could be misayel elapalga suffix derishon, bahavale ruba lahachmir, it's almost like, I don't know, like you have a certain number of like chashash points or suffix points that you need to worry about. I'm not sure exactly. I don't really think this is exactly what the Pnei Yehoshua is saying. I'm not sure if he really, I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to say, because he's still trying to put it in the number sense and say it's a Ruba Lahachmir. And again, just the math doesn't line up. But definitely it points in this direction that there's something else going on, right? It's not about the numbers anymore. It's about either the cases, right? Or the perspective of, okay, well, we have Ruba L'Isser here, and even though, right, there's a miut plus the 50-50, which should get us a rove het there, right, in terms of our percentages aren't good enough. Okay. Why? So just again, we're actually going to take a step back for a second, just because another Shita who definitely says this, okay, the Rajba, I'm very not convinced, but the Ritva says, Yesh b'toso shita acheret, b'zeh shomrim l'olam svir lei lan b'dei adam nami, y'efshar l'tzamtzem. U'mashi hiti rav papa parutz komed v'amru b'mechza ha-mechza shu kerova. Says, Tosos points, there's a sugi about mechza ha-mechza, things that are like exactly 50-50. And it's a question, can you be mitzamtzem? Can you ever say, oh, we did exactly 50-50 of something, right? Because we know practically, right, there's always going to be some microscopic difference one way or the other, right? So do we say, oh, well, we know that there's this sort of, one of them is really bigger than the other, we just don't know. Or do we say, no, right, there's like, as long as in our perception, it's exactly 50-50, that's, 50-50 exists. Okay, it's not like, oh, one's always going to be slightly, no, no, it's actually, it's 50-50, and that you can have two, like, let's say you need a mechitza for Shabbos, right? So if it's mostly missing, then it's a bit of trouble, right? If it's mostly there, then you're fine, right? Well, let's say it's mechza or mechza. So one question is, well, does such a case exist, right? Maybe no, it can't be mechza or mechza, right? It may look like it's mechza or mechza, but really one of them is slightly bigger than the other. But you say, no, right, mechza or mechza exists, and then we can talk about what it is mechza or mechza. He says over there, mipnei sheheter matzui yoter, di'ika shnei tzadim lahatir. Well, we wouldn't be matir. It says like this. It's not that we think that you look at it and you eyeball it and you say, oh, it's mechza mechza, right? And therefore, that's fine. Because it really could be that one of them is bigger, right? But he says, if you hold that there is such a thing, he's saying, really, mechza mechza means, can it actually be a 50-50? You can't tell whether it's 50-50, but it might actually be a 50-50. And if such a case, if it exists, like actually a perfect split does exist theoretically, then, right, ika shteit sadim lahatir, then it's mutter, not because we think that we know that it's 50-50, but because it could be 50-50. Dilma shachat, here's the case of shchita. Let's say, if you think that shechting exactly 50, half of the kana and veshet is good enough, so dilma shachat ruba, v'im timtzaloma rutevi palga, so if you did less than rov of the shechita, then it's pasul. If you did rov of the shechita, it's kasher. And if you did mechza or mechza, it's also kasher. Right? So then, says the Ritz, it's not that you're going to look at it and be like, oh, it's mechza or mechza, it's fine. But it's a svek sveika, essentially. This is, well, since you have two cases of heter, and only, right, one that's not. So we say, okay, we go with the two cases of heter, right? Didamiksat l'sveksveika. It's like very similar, which is very similar to sveksveika, right? Now there, right? What's his at least for me? What his key word here, right? Is haheter matsui yoter, right? Now it's clear that it doesn't seem like it's talking about a rove in terms of act of mitzias, right? As much as a rove in terms of cases,
right? Yeah, the majority. He says shnei tzadim also,
right?
Shnei tzadim d'ater,
right? It's matzu yoter di'ika shnei tzadim lahatir, right? And then he doesn't say, oh, because there are here these cases, and therefore, right, the majority of cases most likely that it's mutter. You're saying that, right? The conceptually, these are the cases. There are more cases of heter, right? The flow chart reflects the heter. So, in terms of how you deal with the world, right? The decision tree basically ends up favoring the side of heter. Then, Torah, Nishri, Ma'ayatayma, Dika Taita, Kula, Fila, Heavy, Suffix, Shal Torah, So, and then it gets into the case he's talking about why don't we apply the same sort of logic? And he says, well, you know, there we say it's Kesafik Darabanan because of there's other sfeikos going on. You can't necessarily say that the decision tree, right, is weighted in favor of Heter, right? It's actually like in a voting decision tree model, right? In machine learning, right? So like there's decision trees. There can be tons of like, you know, decision trees that end up like lesser. But since it's a voting model, what matters, like, you know, how they vote at the end. So then you'd end up the Heter. So it's kind of what's happening here. Right? So this is, it's not Rove of numbers, right? The Pnei Yoshua seems to be going in the direction of Rove of numbers. Right, the Ritva is saying rov tzadim, right? Rov conceptual options. The Rambam has a different, very different approach. That's one approach, the Rove approach. Okay, fine. Another way to look at it is the approach of the Rambam, and the Rambam. I was going to go through this quickly. The Rambam has a case, not so important for us now. But he basically was explaining why in a case where normally we'd require two edim or somech an ed echad, right, to be matir a woman to her husband, in the case of shbuya, etc. He says, kol echem hem is nema lechaverta, hare elu nemanos. Why? Hu il v'iser kol asfeikos kulan midivrei sofrim lefikach ekelu b'shvuya. Okay, so there would be all of the isurim of sfeikos, only derabanan. Sefei deraisa midaraisa is lekula, says the Rambam. The Rabbanan are the ones who said that in the case of a safek deraisa, you have to be machmir and you can't eat it. Right? So you have safek chalev, you have safek basar b'chalav, mid deraisa you can eat it, mid rabbanon you can't. And therefore, right, in certain cases, the rabbanon are mikil on sfeikos. Because sfeikos are not asar mid deraisa. Right? God said, don't eat chalev. If you don't know if it's chalev, so right, the divine decree basically doesn't apply. Right, God told you not to eat chaylev. You don't know this is chaylev. Right, it might be chaylev, might not be chaylev. Now again, obviously there are definitely certain thresholds, right, where that doesn't work. Where midaraisa you're over. Right, there's the whole idea of asham talui, where you have two of them. Like you have a piece of chaylev and shuman right in front of you, and if you eat them, knowing that there's chaylev there, then you're chayven an asham talui. So clearly there are cases where there's like a suffix deraisa l'chomer, right? But just like a standard, like a stam case of, and the Achronim go into a lot about for the Rambam, how does the Rambam explain this? The best, or the standard explanation is the idea of ikva yisura, is that when there's actually vaday iser here, that's when the Torah says, oh, you can't eat chalev, and I know there's chalev here. I don't know which of the two it is, right? But the Torah says, don't eat chalev, and I know there's chalev here. But if I don't even know if there's chaylev, right, or, you know, basar b'chalav or whatever, so then the Torah never told me not to eat it, right? It's kind of like the army, they have this line, yesh safek and safek. If there's ever a doubt about whether or not you can do something, then there is no doubt, you definitely are not allowed to do it, right? But in, let's say, with kids, right, or in real life, it's kind of the opposite. Right, you never told me I'm not allowed to, right? If you don't explicitly tell them that in this case they can't do something, right? So then your tzivoy, your command isn't applicable, right? So you have to know, it has to be like, don't do this, and you have to know it in order for it to count. So the Rambam basically says, the Yisurim say, don't do these things, right? But you don't know that it's there, so then it's right, you're not like defying the divine command. Now, a lot of other Rishonim disagree very strongly. But what's the big nafkamina of that? So he says, "Nakdinan tzvika d'raisa l'chomra." Das harama bechiburu hagadol. But you know, before I get into that, how does that affect us for svek tzvika? So that's very nice, right? It's very cool, interesting. Rambam, right? The idea is that the default is that tzvikos are fine, right? When you don't know what to do, or if you're not supposed to do something, so then there's no limitation, right? Limitations, right, are almost by definition something that's additive. I guess a little bit it gets into how you also look at, you know, look at the world. It's like by default, you know, you can do stuff, right? Or almost like by default, you can't do stuff, right? Or how are you, that's one option. Another way I just look at it is, right? How do we look at the mitzvah? So are they more about like fulfilling a command, right? And then if you haven't been directly commanded or explicitly commanded, so then it's less applicable, right? Like kind of like the Rambam's going for. Or is it more about like defining certain things as like necessary or unacceptable? And then in cases of suffix, so those things are not allowed to be done. Almost like the din of the gavra, the din of the maisa or the chefza, right? Or din of the totza, the more that it's like a din of the gavra, the more that the person needs to be aware, right? Or at least have been commanded about this case. Well, the more it's din of the chefza or the totza, right? These are things that are just like realities that are undesirable. So then it doesn't necessarily matter whether or not you know you're doing it, right? If the result happens and the result is undesirable, to make sure that that result doesn't happen, right? Okay, how does this help us though for Svek Sveika?
So the Rabbanan didn't make a Svek Sveika also?
Okay, good. You can just sharpen that a little bit, right? Who made Sveikos Aser?
The Rabbanon.
Right. So a Suffolk Daraisa is what type of Suffolk?
L'chumra.
Right. But and it's a Suffolk about what type. So what type of din is it?
Aser.
Well, it's not really us. I mean, it's Aser, but what type of Aser? Who said it's Aser?
The Rabbanon.
Right, so it's an Nesu de Rabbanon. Okay. The suffix of Nesu de Rabbanon. Right?
Suffix de Rabbanon Lakula.
And Suffix de Rabbanon Lakula.
Right? We saw this at some point, right?
What?
Didn't we see this one before? A few months ago or something?
Could be. It's like it's a fun one. Yeah. I think you're right. I think it did come up. I kind of brought it up because it was just... It was a good parallel structure. It's a good point. Why did it come up? I can't remember why it came up, but now it's bothering me. I'm trying to remember why I brought it up. But yeah, right. So what does the Rambam say? So he says, says the Shalosh Maitza, Nachtina Tzvika D'Raisa L'Chomra, V'dat HaRambam B'Chibur HaGadol B'Kama K'mot Eino L'Chomar El M'Divrei Sofrim, V'Dvar Torah Kol Tzvikot Shari V'Chein Dat HaRaivid, V'Rad V'Raj B'Chotkin B'Zeh, V'Ochichu D'Zeh Shamur B'Tzvika D'Raisa L'Chomar Min HaTorah. ולכן מוכרח שתחת הרמב״ם דכל הספקות מדבריהם. אבל אומר התורה אז כל הספקות מותר. שומחי כשנסתפק אם אסור חכמים בזה, כגון מחלוקת ודברי סופרים, לקלות אסור. כי אם את הספק מן התורה שריה, ומדרבנן לא גזרו בספקות אלא בדורייתא דווקא, ולא בדבריהם. בדיוק, right? ספק דרבנן is לכולה. ספק דרעיסה is לחומרה. Right? All that's דרבנן. הספק... about a suffix d'oraisa is really a suffix about a d'rabbanan, and suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, right? So pasha, right? It's really actually like, you know, kind of the mechanics, the math works out perfectly. Yeah. So that's very straightforward, you know? It's like super straightforward. It also leaves us with a very simple, like straightforward structure of like how to look at things, right? It's kind of like an escalation of there's doraisas. Suffik doraisas are asur midrabanan, right? And then once it's a suffik sveka, it's a suffik darabanan, and suffik darabanan, lukula. The ra'a, actually, I think, has something very similar. Ra'a and the Bedek Habayis is his critique of the Rajba Sefer Torah Habayis. The Rajba wrote a Sefer Halacha Torah Habayis. The Ra'a wrote a critique of it called Bedek Habayis. And the Rajba anonymously wrote a critique of the Ra'az Bedek Habayis called the Mishmar Habayis. So he says, Safik Darabanan. Taima Darabanan, lo amrinan svek sveka shari bidaraisa, ela hecha de besafik rishon shari midaraisa, ela midarabanan aser, kigon ha de taroves, hilka havale, safik sheni, safik darabanan. Aval kol hecha de besafik rishon mitzar midaraisa, so the Ra'ah, thinks exactly what Seems to be what the Rambam thinks, number one. Or it could be the Rambam has thinks there's more to Sefek Seika. But assuming that you just think that it's a din of Sefek Deraisa is Darabanan, so Sefek Seika is a Sefek Darabanan, says there's an afkamina of that, says the Ra, which is in a case where the original Sefek is actually Asur Midoraisa, so then the Sefek Seika is also going to be Asur. Because the whole idea is that it's what? The first Sefek bumps it down to an Isur Darabanan, and the second Sefek bumps it down to being Mutta. But if the first Sefek is actually one that we would pass in as being Asur Midoraisa, let's say, now here it's get right, think of Tosfos, let's say the Rov is Asur. Let's say you have a Taroves, and Rov of it is Asur, right? So what do we say? It would be Asur Midoraisa, because the fact that there's a Sefek, it's not a Sefek, right? It's Rov, right? If you have, let's say, 10 pieces of meat, 9 of which are treif, right? It's going to be Asur. So then, if you have a second Sefek on top of that Sefek, you're not going to say, oh, the 50-50 combines with the 10% and gets you a Rov, right? Because it's not a question of Rov, says the Ra. It's a question of Sefek Deraisa is Darabanan, except when it's Asur Midoraisa. So if it's Rov Isur or something like that, then it's a Asur Midoraisa, and then the second Sefek is just a regular Sefek, Sefek Deraisa, Sefek Deraisa L'chomra. Yeah, Eitan.
Could that be what the Bnei Yehoshua was saying, or he wasn't talking at all about this kind of realm?
So I don't think so, because he says, "Inkein hakadish lo marka hamiyot." Pardon?
The idea makes more. I mean, with the 1090 thing, if you just say that 1090 is actually 100, like 1090 is just the 90,
right?
But it probably doesn't work with his words.
Right. So I think conceptually, right, it's like where you'd want to go. I just don't think it works with his words. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we're trying to explain this Tosfos, it totally, that's the direction I would go. It doesn't sound like what the Ra is saying, but yeah, but totally, right? If it's just a numbers game, so then why not, right? If it's about, no, the first Sefek is a Sefek, is knocks us down into a Sefek Darabanan, and then the second one knocks us down to be Mutter. So it's only true if the first Sefek is going to be one that is actually Mutter Midoraisa and only Asur Midarabanan, right? So I think that's a huge nafkamina, right? Of exactly that question of, like, if you have the 50-50 and then the 1090, you know, can you combine them or not? So according to the Ra, absolutely not. According to the Ruv position, absolutely yes. Another nafkamina, let's say between the Ritva and the Pnei Yehoshua, is what are we looking for? Are we looking for Rov Mitzias or Rov Mikran, right? Is it Rov conceptual cases, or are we actually going to look at the numbers? I think for the Ritva, we don't even look at the numbers, right? We don't care about the numbers. This whole discussion about the numbers is kind of moot. Right. Well, for the Pnei Yehoshua, it's all about the numbers. Okay. Okay. Finally, Rashi. Kule hai lo chai shinan de lima late tre chumri duma nafak virov nafak. Okay. I'm not going to get into the case, but what does Rashi say? Okay, we're not going to be so. Kule hai lo chai shinan. We're not going to be choshesh. We're going to say. Trei chumri. How do you? It's hard to like give like a formal explanation for this. I'm going to give one in a minute. How do you kind of describe what Rashi is trying to say?
We don't expect people to be so from.
So I said, okay, it's a good way to look at it. So that's one way to do it. One way to say there'll be such a Fermak. Yeah, or
that's just like probability wise, like we're not so worried. Play high low Hashina, the name of Shrei Chumre. I mean the reason I wanted to say what I said, the from thing is because of the Chumre words. But it's a little weird coupled with play high low Hashina. that sounds like actual probability, but then Trey Chumre sounds like go above and beyond kind of thing.
Right. So so also, I feel like the Lo Chai Shinan is a little different than saying probability, right? Because the other Rishonim who are saying probability actually, right, we talked about Rov, they talk about like how common is it? Well, here, right, I guess like I would say that for, let's say, the Ritva or for the Pnei Yoshua, right, or the Rajba, it's, well, actually, I don't know about the Rajba, but let's say about for the Pnei Yoshua, right, it's about how common is it, right? Shchiach. Shchiach, lo shchiach, right? Or for the Ritva, right? It's Matsui Yoser. Is it Matsui? Is it not Matsui? How Matsui is it? But Rashi's formulation doesn't even get into that, right? What do I mean? It's like Kule Hai Lo Chai Shinan didn't name a Trey Chumri. It's like, we just don't even get started, right? We're just not bothered. And I think this ties into like an idea that the Rav had about, Rav Soloveitchik had about Sveksika, which I'm very fond of, which my father's very fond of. He means I'm very fond of it. Is that there's no Leit Das HaSafik, you like to call it. Meaning what? We're like, there's nothing here to make us worried, right? A good example. When you, you know, open up your, you know, your fridge, right? You bought food, you put it in the fridge. When you open up the fridge, do you check for the kashrus, right? No. Why? Well, I mean, in college, absolutely you should, right? But in theory, like, you know, at home, I don't check the kashrus after I put it in the fridge because I know when I bought it, I, you know, I checked to make sure it was kosher, right? And there's no leid as a safek, right? I'm not worried suddenly, oh, maybe it's not kosher, right? Now, it doesn't mean it couldn't possibly be that I made a mistake in the supermarket, right? But I just don't, there's no like chashash, right? There's nothing here to trigger my caution, right? Or, you know, the same thing of like, if I cooked something, right, I don't think, oh, is this kosher, right? And I don't think, oh, well, what did I put into it? Did I put in basa? Did I put in chalav? Like, did I do it? Why? Because why should I, right? There's nothing here to arouse suspicion. I think that could be what Rashi's saying, right? Kulehai lo chashina din nema trei chumri. It's not even like we're starting to calculate the stats, right? It's just not something that we consider to be dangerous, right? I think that my father's example is like when you cross the street, you don't think, oh, I might die, right? You don't say, oh, well, the statistics say that like my likelihood of getting hit by a car if I look both ways and I wait for the traffic light is, you know, is only 2%. You don't do that math. Why? Right? Because it's like a normal thing that you do, and there's no thing here that's causing you a leidas hasafek. If a car is zipping down the road, you know, like a mishugana, so then there's a leidas hasafek suddenly, right? But without that, there's just no leidas hasafek to make you start crunching the numbers, right? It's not like you crunch the numbers and it came out rov okay. You just don't even have to. You don't even start crunching numbers, right? Kule hai lo chai shina the name of trei chumri, right? We're just not going to get started, okay? Now, I think that actually is a very different approach to what we've seen so far. Maybe that could be connected to the Rajba. Maybe not. It's hard to know exactly what, let's say, what the Rajba is talking about. Maybe. And maybe that's also why, if you really think it's about Rov Mikrim, right, it's not about statistics anymore. So it could be statistically more likely. But because in the decision tree, right, of what possible cases there are, it's so far down. Right, so it just doesn't arouse our responsibility to check into, right? As opposed to if it was us, like, kind of, let's say, flat, since, like, our suffix is over here, as opposed to further down in the tree, right, then we'd have to look at it, even if the numbers-wise, this is actually a smaller percentage than those. Okay. L'may nafkamina. So I think there's actually huge nafkamina for this sort of stuff, because in addition to the nafkaminas we already talked about, right? Let's say, what types of sveikos can you use? Stuff like that. One of the interesting areas where svek sveika comes up is in psak halacha. Can you use svek sveika? to say, well, safek, the halacha is like this person, and even if the halacha is like this person, maybe safek, it's like that person, right? Especially in cases where we're kind of machmir, where in general, like the minhag is to be machmir for both of them. So can you kind of use that? So the more that you think, right, it's a din in, it's a din in rov or something like that. So then, I'd say it's probably not applicable, right? Because like rov versus like how do we paskin are kind of just not, whatever, it's rov mikrim or something like that. Number two is, if you get like into the Rambam's discussion, right? Again, then it's totally not relevant because according to the Rambam, that balsafek deraisa lechumra is derabanan, right? So safek derabanan is the safek derabanan. So then there's safek safek derabanan. So again, this doesn't really have to do with like applying it to psak halacha, right? Interesting Shari Yosher. I'm going to just really super skim this. He has like a kind of like a fourth-ish opinion, which I think is fascinating. He basically says like this. When it comes to a suffix, right, it's like kind of an interesting in-between shita. When it comes to a suffix, midoraisa, do you have to worry about a suffix? Right, so one thing we've been going back and forth with is there are shitas who say yes, right? Midoraisa, if there's a suffix, right, you have to be machmir, you have to be careful, and right, your responsibility is to make sure you don't eat any chazer, so you can't, if you don't know if it's a pig, then you can't eat it, right? On the other hand, if you, there's also the shita of the Rambam, it says no, right? Kashbar gives you a tzivoy, you have to listen to that tzivoy, but beyond the confines of that tzivoy, right, you aren't obligated by that tzivoy, because you've never been commanded not to do it, right? Because we don't even know if it's applicable, right? So there's the Shari Yosher kind of gives like a third approach to how do we look at a suffix. And he says, a suffix is not the thing in and of itself, right? According to the, let's say the approach of the Ran and the Rajba, where suffix the Raisa is asum and the Raisa, it says, God said you can't eat chazer. And if you accidentally eat chazer, because by in a case of suffix, so you eat chazer, right? You eat pig. And therefore you have to not, you can't eat suffix chazer, because you might actually be over on eating chazer and eating pig, right? And if you end up not having eaten pig, right? So then you got lucky and you're fine, right? But you might eat pig and then you'll have eaten pig. Says the Shai Yosher, no. It's not that it's a question of like, you might actually bump into this or actually, you know, end up with the Isser. Actually, the din is a separate din of being, you have a chiv to be marchik yourself from Yisurim. Now, think about it like this. Imagine a world, right, where we held safek doraisa is mikar adin mutter, and you can just go around and like eat whatever you just kind of close your eyes and get away with it. Again, not really, because, right, if it's shalavarer and if it's, you know, whatever, and ikva Yisura and all sorts of other things, but let's pretend. Right? You couldn't imagine in that world, right? Because you just wouldn't be a good Jew, right? You wouldn't be someone who's Yarei Hashem and be makbid on mitzvos and someone who's running, you know, trying to keep the mitzvah, right? You'd be someone who's like kind of using a loophole to get out of everything, right? So basically, essentially, what I think of the Shai Yosher saying is like, of course, that's not middle raisa, that's not conceivable. Middle raisa, you have a responsibility, right, to be a ben Torah, to be a Yarei Shamayim, and to try to keep the mitzvos. But that does, if you, in this case, where, but it, the din isn't that, oh, lest you accidentally be over on the Isser itself, right? But the Isser here, the Azhara, is that you should be Nizhar min Yisurim, you should be Porish min Yisurim, right? So it says, you know, you should be, you know, a good person. Now, if you eat the suffix chazer and it turns out not to be chazer, according to this, I think bikaron, you've been over either way, right? You've been over this, the din of being marchik mina yisurim, number one. Number two is if it ended up, yes, being chazer, right? The isser you were over is still that same azhara of being marchik mina yisurim, not really the isser of chazer, because he kind of holds also of the Rambam. Okay, so Lemay Nafkamina, when it comes to Svek Sveika, the Isser is not that, oh, there's a chance you might be Pogish, actually be over the Isser. The Din is to be Marachik Mene Yisurin. Right? A Svek Sveika, there's no obligation to be Marachik from the Harchaka. Right? Because it's right, commotion and error besafek shel safek iser kiven de bevadei safek iser leka rak azhara safek haynu de ino kigufa shel iser rak anu mechuyavim lihizayer shem nechshav beetsam iser veiser zeh shel chiyuv hazehiros who iser sheinu beetsam elkein iser de losaser. He says it's actually very similar to the iser of losaser, right, where it's about a responsibility to act in a certain way. Right, as opposed to the iser be'etzem of, oh, you're going to be over on iser achila, right? It's almost like a more general din that you have a responsibility to be marchik min isurin. Okay, l'may nafkamina is that if it's like a din of ashara safek, right? So then I can also say I can apply that also to things like sfek sveka on psak halacha. Right, I don't know how we paskin, right? Or we don't know how to pass. There's a machlokes, and so okay, maybe it's aser, fine, right? But if there's another machlokes about that machlokes, so then I have to be machmir there because of the harchaka, right? The azhara safik. But here I'm being nizhar because of the azhara, because of the Azhara Safek, but I don't have an Azhara Safek on an Azhara Safek. Right? If you think it's a din of Ein Leidas HaSafek, like the Rav talks about, so then I don't think that would necessarily apply to the whole questions of Psak, right? Because the whole idea of Ein Leidas HaSafek is that there's lo notzar hit orerut l'chashash eser, right? There's nothing that triggered our antennas to say, hey, there's an eser here. In the case of a safek, when it's a machlokes, how do we paskin? I would say there totally is, or in many cases, in most cases, right, there is a hitorut lechashash, right? There is a leidas safek. That's the whole machlokes is the leidas safek. And once there's a leidas safek, that doesn't, right? So you can't just get out of it and say, oh, well, there's no leidas safek because it's a sveka, because there's a machlokes on a machlokes, right? Because at the end of the day, right, we already have the latest safek. Now, what could get very interesting is that the order of the situation might matter, right? If there's a default that something should be mutter, and then there's like, you have like a chiddush that, oh, maybe, you know, it should be aser, right? And even according to the shita that says, oh, maybe this didn't apply here, so then maybe it could be aser because of this. So then you could say, well, there's no latest safek, right? But when the safek is in the opposite direction, where something by default is aser, and now there's a shita that says, oh, it's mutter, right? And then within that shita, you know, there's another machlokas about, oh, well, even within that shita, maybe it's really aser, maybe it's really mutter. So I'd say, of course, there's a latest suffix there, right? Latest suffix pre-exists all these fakos, and you can't say that, oh, there's no suffix, because there's who says, right? Because it's all how the machlokas is a halachic concept. Fine. That's our, just to sum up, we have really four approaches. Rove, right? Either Rove Mikrim, right? Percentage-wise, or Rove Tzdadim, right? Flow chart. The majority of the flow chart is Leheter. The Din of Safik Darabanan is a Sfek Sveika is a Safik Darabanan Lekula, because Safik Daraisa is an Isser Darabanan. So a Sfek Sveika is a Safik Daraisa, which is then a Safik Isser Darabanan. Rosh Shimon Shkap, who says that Safek Isser is Midin Azhara Safek, right? There's no Isser Be'etzem anymore. It's just that you can't be a good Jew and, right, just like walk around eating Safek Chelev and not caring, right, about that, even though fundamentally, right, the Azhara Doni Chelev isn't really applicable in the case of Safek, right? So then once it's an Azhara Harchaka, right? So then there's no harchaka to the harchaka. There's no azhara on the zihirus. Mi yeser? And finally, the approach of the Rav, which I think is Medea Kenrashi, that there's no leiras hasafik. And that in the case of sfeksika, there's nothing here to tell me that I need to work, right? And because there's no clear leiras hasafik, so then so I never need to say, oh, there's an actual safek yeser here. And therefore, right, it's just there's no reason to deviate from business as usual. Okay. Shukach. Have a great week. And
thank you.
Great Shavuos.
Well, Victor, say hi.
Thank you. Have a nice week.
Let me see that hair at the end.
Thank you.